Text numéro 55. Marcus Rashford in despair as MPs reject free school meal plan. Marcus Rashford, the England and Manchester United striker, vented his despair on Wednesday night as Labour's plea for free school meals to be extended over the holidays to stop children going hungry fell on closed ears in government. In an impassioned Commons debate, many MPs paid tribute to Rashford's burgeoning campaign to end child food poverty. But despite some unease on the Tory benches, a motion on providing 1.4 million disadvantaged children in England with a £15 a week food vouchers during holidays until Easter 2021 was voted down. In response, Rashford, 22, who became an MBE in the Queen's Birthday Honours List this month, told his 3.5 million Twitter followers, "Put aside all the noise, the digs, the party politics, and let's focus on the reality. A significant number of children are going to bed tonight not only hungry, but feeling like they don't matter because of comments that have been made today." Rashford, who has spoken of his own experience of food poverty growing up in Wythenshawe, Manchester, added, "We must stop stigmatising, judging and pointing fingers. Our views are being clouded by political affiliation. This is not politics. This is humanity. I don't have the education of a politician. Many on Twitter have made that clear today. But I have a social education, having lived through this and having spent time with the families and children most affected. These children matter." He urged Boris Johnson to sit down and discuss a solution. Rashford told his followers he would be paying close attention to the vote and to those who are willing to turn a blind eye to the needs of our most vulnerable children. The footballer launched a successful campaign for the provision of food vouchers over the six-week summer holidays after schools were closed for the first time in modern British history. The scheme cost an estimated £126 million. The Treasury has provided £210 billion in support during the crisis. Earlier, Rashford had clashed with Tory MPs who suggested that extending free school meals increases dependency on the state, while the cost could contribute to destroying the currency. His message was repudiated by former Brexit Minister Steve Baker, while Ben Bradley, MP for Mansfield, tweeted that extending freebies are a sticking plaster, not a solution. When schools were closed during the spring lockdown, families were issued with vouchers, which continued through the summer break with a COVID food fund after Rashford forced the government into a U-turn. The government has ruled out extending support over half-term next week and beyond in England, though Wales has promised food support until next spring. Adapted from The Guardian, October 2020.